ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to thank my buddy Pat Casale for filling in. It's always good to know that you're leaving the show in good hands, and so it is. Pat, this is one of the weird things that happens from time to time in broadcasting is I'm filling in for the fill-in guy. That's what essentially I'm doing. Yeah, I'm filling in for the filling guy. Pat has a little bit of a sore throat, and I said, that's fine. Yeah, but it's not often that the filling guy has a filling guy for him. But in this particular case, I just happen to be in town, and so here I am. Stay with us. Coming up, Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas, GOP candidate for governor. We'll find out what's going on in his campaign. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. This week, President Biden claimed there is no federal solution to the coronavirus pandemic and vaccination policy should be handled at the state level. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports opponents to mandates are taking notice.
The admission has prompted calls from lawmakers on Capitol Hill and around the country to end federal vaccine mandates. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw tweeted, "Joe Biden says there is no federal solution. This gets solved at the state level. Then end the federal mandates." California Republican Daryl Issa tweeted, "If there's no federal COVID solution, then why is there a federal vaccine mandate?" Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweets, "He should immediately end his unconstitutional federal mandates. The Texas solution is no mandates and personal responsibility." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, U.S. health officials have decided to shorten the recommended COVID-19 isolation and quarantine period from 10 days to 5. These new guidelines allow people to leave isolation without getting tested to see if they are still infectious. Meanwhile, CDC Director Dr. Cheryl Walensky
says the antigen tests many people use at home do have drawbacks.
The antigen test may not perform as well as it had for prior variants, the alpha variant and the delta variant, but it's still picking up quite a bit of infection. So a really, really helpful tool. But what we would reiterate, and is also in our guidance, is that if you have a negative antigen test and you have symptoms, then you should go ahead and get that PCR test.
Walensky appearing on NBC News today. Former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has died. He was 82 and had battled pancreatic cancer for several years. And the NFL says Hall of Fame coach turned broadcaster John Madden has died at age 85. No cause of death given. Looks like a mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow had 91 points, but the NASDAQ was down 15. More at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The most powerful Nevadan ever elected to federal office and the longest-serving U.S. Senator in the Silver State history has died. Harry Reid passed away yesterday afternoon after a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Reid spent some 30 years in the U.S. Senate, including four terms as majority leader. The Nevada Democrat led the charge in blocking Yucca Mountain as a nuclear waste dump, worked closely with then-President Barack Obama to pass the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. McCarran International Airport's name was recently changed to honor the Nevada political icon, which came from the humble beginnings in Searchlight, Nevada. It's now known as Harry Reid International Airport. Harry Reid was 82 years of age. Well, the country continues to deal with flight cancellations due to winter weather and staff shortages. More than 30 flights were canceled yesterday. Cancellations included flights by United, Alaska, Spirit, Delta, and Southwest Airlines. Yesterday's cancellations were just a small piece of the more than 1,100 flights dropped at airports across the country. In addition to the cancellations, 500 flights out of Harry Reid Airport.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, watch for a crash. It's near the Las Vegas Boulevard on-ramp to Interstate 515 eastbound. There's multiple vehicles there on the right shoulder. Also, complicating matters, there's only two lanes available through that construction zone right there at the site of that crash on the 515.
Have And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
He is in one of the most beautiful parts of our country. He is in beautiful Idaho. He is John Lee. He is the mayor of North Las Vegas, and he spent the Christmas holidays in Idaho. He joins us. Mr. Mayor, always good to have you with us. How was your Christmas? I imagine it was wonderful and probably snowy.
It was, and it's beautiful. I wish the snow was on the Rocky Mountains coming down the Colorado River in the springtime. But it is beautiful, and I've got 30 grandchildren, and we're doing our best to see all of them before we get into the big election coming up. So we're up visiting, but I'll be home right after the first.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I got to ask you, it's the breaking news of the last 12 hours, and that is the passing of Harry Reid, the former majority leader. You have the unique distinction of having played on both sides of the fence, so to speak, being a former Democrat. And I'm just curious, your thoughts, your dealings with Harry Reid over the years, how were they?
Well, you know, wonderful. I will say this before I get into Harry for a second. The Democratic Party in Nevada lost their center. When I say that the party was around Harry, I have no idea what their parties are going to look like in the future. But when Harry was there, he kind of had a tight rein on the party. But the thing I appreciated about Harry was I enjoyed working with him on Nevada issues. I don't know what happened in Washington and all the big federal issues, but I can give you a couple examples of where Harry Reid really came to bat for the residents of North Las Vegas and the whole state of Nevada. One is Harry and I got together, decided, I went to him and said, we need a shooting range in southern Nevada, and Clark County can't afford it. None of the cities can afford it, and we don't have any land. And Harry got it set up that we got 3,000 acres from the BLM on the northern alluvial skirt of the mountain there. I went back to Washington, testified, and we were able to move that bill through the House and then through the Senate. We got the 3,000 acres, and then during the public lands sale of Southern Nevada Public Lands Act, we were able to get $49 million out of that to use towards, you know, the environmental impact of people were just going out in the desert and shooting their rifles and getting ready for deer season, and families are out there. But at the same time, there was people out mountain biking in the desert or four-wheel drive, ABing and stuff like that. We were able to stop people taking, you know, TVs out in the dump and, I mean, making a dump out of the desert, killing cactus with shotguns. He was an environmentalist. He really sunk his teeth into that project. Another one was, my second one to tell you, now that you bring it up, across the street from the VA hospital, which Congressman Shelley Berkeley worked so hard on, he was able to get us 600 acres, 150 of it directly across the street from the VA hospital. So we've got 150 acres right now we're in development on that's going to bring in tons of medical into our valley. There's 10,000 people a month hitting the VA hospital right now. It is perfectly set there. I called him up one day and said, Harry, if you want to help me get North Las Vegas out of this hole, I need to get that piece of property across the street so we can develop and it won't be housing. And within a matter of weeks, he switched the land bill around and got that property for us in southern Nevada. And then the third thing was that Lake Tahoe, he was a huge proponent of keeping Lake Tahoe, the clarity and the beauty of Lake Tahoe. And the TRPA, the Tahoe Reno Planning Agency, up there was just draconian in how they would treat people. And we were able to make some changes to that, and nothing to do with clarity or water or beauty or anything like that. It was just some Marxist group of people who just wanted to shut down everything up there. And anyway, we got that all fixed up, and we got, you know, people had old hotels there. Motels were falling apart that because we were in the pact with California, we couldn't do anything because we'd get outvoted all the time. Anyway, with my legislation and Harry's support, we were able to make sure Lake Tahoe was able to start moving and beautifying some of the properties there to make it more wonderful for tourist situations. So I have a huge amount of respect for what Harry did. And I was on the High-Level Nuclear Waste Committee for Nevada. I am totally against bringing in the high-level nuclear waste into Yucca Mountain. So those four things right there, I want to remember how Harry helped Nevada. I understand people, some like him, some didn't like him. But in those four instances, he was there for Nevada, and I appreciated him for that.
Well, and he had the ability to get things done. One of the complaints you hear about Washington today is that they can't get anything done. They can't get anything through the Senate. The House of Representatives is almost on lockdown itself. But that he had an ability to get things done. The property purchases and things like that. Just a couple of examples.
I agree, and great for us. I don't know when we'll ever have somebody with that kind of seniority again. He obviously filled the void for quite a long time there for Nevada, finally getting in leadership positions, and you know, and he did so much to help us in Nevada, you know, so I appreciated his Nevada spirit.
Did you ever get on his bad side? Were there issues where you did disagree?
No, we never disagree. I'm a man, he's a man. We'd talk about things. I'd say, Harry, I don't agree with that. You know what I mean? And here's why. And he'd talk to me, and I'd talk to him. It was never like I threatened him or he threatened me, because we were working on things that were for people. You know, and I didn't get involved in all the other stuff that he was doing. I kind of focus on my job and work, you know, on what I'm trying to accomplish. And no, it was always wonderful. I had a wonderful relationship with him, and I think he's got a wonderful family.
Indeed. We're talking about the passing of Harry Reid. Let me move to a broader question, and that is the passing of 2021 and looking ahead to 2022. Tell me from a North Las Vegas standpoint, what 2021 was all about. Was it good?
Boy, it was a great year. We did $1 billion worth of permitting in North Las Vegas. We are just changing the whole. We're diversifying the economy of Southern Nevada and North Las Vegas. Our other sister cities are doing a great job, but with Apex and everything that we've got going, what I am finding out is sometimes as you move as quick as I move, you need to be prepared to look ahead. So you pay John Lee to know where the city's going to be 10 years from now, like I'll do when I work for the state if I get that governor's position. But I'm finding out that there's a lot of people now that can't get into starter homes or apartments or things that are just getting priced out of the market. We've got two companies in Nevada, especially Clark County. One is Boxable in North Las Vegas, and the other is Don Ahern's Extreme Manufacturing, and they're building homes now that are a lot less. They're portable. You can move them onto a site. You can drop them down. You can buy them for $100,000. You can make a little small community, put a beautiful wall around it, big pine trees. No one would know it was inside the homeowners association. But we need to get, you know, or people who are retiring might want it too. We need to get cheaper housing for our new families and you know, our retirees and people that are moving here to help us. With all this manufacturing, we've got to figure out a way to solve that problem. So that's with the blessing, that's the responsibility. The other thing is I want to bring up to you, Kevin, is with all this, it will be someday busier between Cheyenne and the 215 than it used to be between Charleston and Sahara on the old I-15 before they did all the changes. So what I'm trying to figure out now is the supply chain. Supply chain issues. We're going to have a lot of trucks moving through Southern Nevada, and we need to make sure that, you know, we need to increase the weight limit just a little bit so they can put more loads. These trucks can take more loads. They're just hampered by state law, we can maybe do some emergency measures right now and get these trucks bringing in more product, you know. We need another thing. I'll give you an idea. Is we got independent truckers. They'll drive from here to California or from California to here. And we need to do like an Uber approach where they can say, I'm coming in and dropping a load here. Is there somebody that needs me to go on back to California? You could Uber a truck and have it loaded up and then take it back to California. You know, we need to, we went a whole year and a half, Kevin. I know I'm talking much, but these are important things here. We went a whole year and a half with NDOT shutdown. I mean, Department of Transportation shutdown. We didn't have any guys able to get truck driver licenses. So all our local trucking companies are dying for labor now because the governor wouldn't allow them to be tested to get their licenses and keep moving product to Southern Nevada. So we've got to start thinking a little bit smarter in this state if we're going to keep up with all the blessings that we have in Nevada and take advantage of them and make life good for people, you know. So I think those are a couple things I'd like to say that we did good in North Las Vegas, and now we have to fix some of the challenges that all the good work brought to us.
Do you get a chance to work much with Paul Enos from Nevada Trucking Association?
You know, Paul is one of the brightest lobbyists in the state of Nevada and probably one of the most astute person in the trucking industry in the state of Nevada. I work with him every time I need a chance, every time Department of Transportation has an issue. We're looking for more places where independent truckers can park. Sometimes you'll have to get into some of these places, and they have to get in there at 1 o'clock and be out by 2 because another truck's coming in. I mean, they move these things really quickly. We can't have trucks sitting on the side of roads or in neighborhoods just parking, waiting. So I've been working with Paul on that right now to see if we can give these truck drivers a place that they can just go rest for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, because they got to town too early. So, yeah, Paul is a genius in trucking, and we utilize him all we can.
He's a good friend of the program, and we love talking with him. We do so on a regular basis. Looking ahead to 2022, there are obviously things on your wish list. One involves the governor's race, and I got to ask you about this because I know you've been doing a lot of work on that. Can you tell us what you are hearing? I know you give great speeches. I've seen your speeches, your State of the City, speeches, and I love them. But you're also a good listener. What are you hearing from voters across the state?
Well, truthfully, in every single county, including ours, and I'm the mayor of North Las Vegas, I never hear from the governor. I never know what he's thinking and know what he's doing. He surrounds himself with people who are his political people. I don't think he has anybody that works for him that's ever really had a job in the industry or understands anything about running a business. And in the rurals right now, I'm seeing such a sense of hopelessness that there's no one we can talk to. We have issues. There's no one that'll pick up the phone and call us nor answer the phone for us. And so there's that hopelessness that we're here, but then there's fear is we don't want the state to all of a sudden start coming at us now and taking away from us because there's problems in some of the bigger counties. So I think that in Nevada right now is just holding its breath, hoping that a better governor is on the way. And so that's kind of what I see happening in politics right now. And then I see some of these wonderful people running for governor. I like them. They're nice people. A lot of them have experiences, but it's like they're single-issue people of sorts. You know, I know we've got the sheriff running, and he's I guess a lot of people like him. But, you know, I've never thought that police and you know, the protection of our community should be done to protect us. But I don't think we should have people like that governing us. I think there's too many countries in the world that have a police state government, and I think we need to have a business outlook and a business group that wants to make sure we fix education, we work on the issues that are stymieing our communities, and move forward again. You know, start getting some leadership and some vision in the state.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. The issues are so vitally important. I mean, we're talking about the future of our state for the next 10 to 15 years down the road. We're going to have to do something. And if we go in the direction we're headed now, we are headed for oblivion. Mr. Mayor, it is always good to have you with us. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your winter vacation in beautiful Idaho. Where in Idaho? Coeur d'Alene or someplace?
Oh, good question. So I just left Pocatello where one son lives. I'm over in a little town called Soda Springs, but I'm heading over this evening to Lava Hot Springs in Idaho.
Ooh.
So southern Idaho, but the most beautiful part of Idaho.
That is absolutely great. Mr. Mayor, always good to have you with us. To your family, my very, very best. I love your family. I have a healthy respect for you and the job you've done in North Las Vegas. It's incredible what has happened. Thank you so much. Be safe as you travel. And I promise we'll get a chance to talk to you on the other side of the first of the year, okay?
Happy New Year.
Happy Thank New you. Year, my friend. There you go. There is Mayor John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, and GOP candidate for governor. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll take you right up to 3 o'clock. Wayne Allen Root. Oh, raw and unfiltered. He'll be along coming up just after 3 o'clock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Attention Nevada Patriots, this is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere. allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safe.